I'm Jody Niznik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are continuing in our series on different spiritual disciplines, which are practices that can help us nurture our relationship with the Lord. And today, we are focusing on the practice of scripture memory. Now, we're going to do that by meditating on Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3, which is a psalm about delighting in God's word, delighting in and meditating on his word. So we're going to be experiencing this particular scripture meditation using the tool of Lectio Divina. So if you haven't done that before, I want to encourage you to go download the free journal that I have created for you. It outlines exactly what Lectio Divina is, and it gives you some space to capture your thoughts as you listen to this podcast. You can get your copy at jodyniznik.com, or there is a link in the show notes. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to just start taking some deep in and out breaths as a way to prepare your heart and your mind and your body. And as you breathe in, just invite the Lord into this space with you. And as you exhale, give over to him any of the cares or concerns that you may have right now. Go ahead and take another few deep in and out breaths. And as you're doing that, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank you for time set aside to meditate on your word. We pray that your Spirit would help us be present here in this time. Lord, that you would guide us where you want us to go in this passage, that you'd help us notice what you want us to notice, and that you would help us have the conversation with you that you want us to have. So Lord, we just pray that right now your word would become living and active in our lives, and that it would change us and shape us to be more like you. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this particular psalm talks about meditating on God's law day and night. And so just a point of clarification, that God's law in this context is his word. And so we're meditating on the truths of God. And so that's why I have chosen Psalm 1 for this particular meditation. So this is our first reading of Psalm 1, and it is really just an opportunity to hear where the words are going so that we can be grounded in the scriptures. So this is our first reading of Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Now, as I read this passage for you a second time, we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase. And as always, I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see, is there a word or phrase or maybe even an idea that seems to stand out above all the other words and phrases? And then we'll just hold on to that, and then I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is a second reading of Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So take a few moments now to think about the word or the phrase that captured your attention and ask the Lord, how does this apply to my life right now? And now as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or the phrase again, and then we'll take a few moments after the reading to respond to God, however he may be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So take some time now to respond to God. There may be a sin to confess, or a command to obey, a truth to remember, a step of trust you need to take, or an opportunity to just worship him. But take some time now to respond. Thank you. Now, as I read this passage for you one final time, we want to take the opportunity to rest in God, to rest in His goodness and His faithfulness, to rest in the truth of who He is, who He's created us to be, to rest in knowing that He has given us His word so that we can be fruitful people. And He has given us His Spirit to guide us, and He has given His Son to save us. So just rest in all of these truths as I read these words over you one final time. So this is a final reading of Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. O Lord, thank You for the truths held in this psalm. Lord, for the promise that You give us, that when we delight in Your word, when we meditate on Your word, that we become fruitful people, because Your word does not return void, meaning that it does the work it needs to do in our lives by the power of Your Spirit. We know that that is truth. So we thank You for whatever truth You needed to reveal to us through this passage. We pray that You would plant that truth deep into our soul, that it would begin to form and shape us to be more like You. Lord, guide and lead us as we move through this day and this week, and help us to choose to meditate on Your word and to delight in Your word so that we can become fruitful. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Aaron House, who is the founder and executive director of Piercing Word Ministry. And his ministry is all about memorizing God's word and how it brings transformation and healing into our lives to have His word deeply planted into our hearts in that way. He's memorized 26 books of the Bible, and he's performed them before public audiences. We have a really good conversation about how to memorize, how not to memorize, and just some great tools and tips from him, but also his story of healing that has come through memorizing God's word. So I do hope you'll make some space to listen to that podcast. And I want to ask you a quick favor. If you are enjoying this podcast, one of the ways that you can support this ministry is by leaving a review. And it really does mean a lot to me and to the furthering of this ministry. So thank you for taking 2 minutes to do that. And I also just want to thank you again for joining me on So Much More, because we do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.